I wanted to talk to you a little before you leave about our lesson.
How did it go?
I think you will be a strong swimmer, but I want you to remember some tips.
Well, you told me what I was doing wrong while we were in the pool.
I know, but I also like to talk with my students after lessons. I think it helps.
So, what can you tell me?
First of all, next time I want you to relax more. You are far too stiff in the water.
But I don't know how to swim. I'm not comfortable being in the pool.
I know, but it is very important to try your best to relax. When your muscles are stiff, you can't swim. You sink. If you just let yourself go, you will naturally float. That is something all beginners need to learn.
It's hard.
I know it's hard, but nothing can happen to you. There's no reason to be scared.
I'm not really scared. I know it's not dangerous. But I'm doing my best to do the strokes you want. So my muscles are stiff.
So maybe you are trying to control yourself too much.
But I have to control myself to do the strokes right.
Maybe next time we'll work on more floating techniques. I can see you are a strong person, so I thought we could start with strokes. But maybe that was a mistake.
You are the expert.
To swim well, one must allow most of one's body to be free. It is like dancing. If you dance, you don't want all your muscles to be struggling. You won't be able to dance.
I understand your point. I am a decent dancer, by the way.
Really? What kind of music do you like?
Oh, I mostly like Latin music. I like the Cuban dance clubs.
Wow, that's interesting. Me too.
Maybe we could go dancing sometime, if you like.
Really? I think I would like to. I will give you my card, all right?
Great.
You can call me and we can set it up.
Any more tips about swimming?
Yes, of course, but we can talk about it at next week's lesson.